Glory to you, God, whose power working in us is always doing more than we could ask or even imagine. Amen. We can do and experience more in community than we can on our own. Just last weekend, shoppers at the Macy's in Philadelphia were surprised when over 600 choristers were there mingling with regular shoppers and suddenly burst into Handel's Messiah, the Alleluia Chorus. I was sent a YouTube video of the event. Did any of you see it? At exactly noon, accompanied by the Wanamaker organ, the singers burst into song. Everyone everywhere stopped as they heard 600 voices singing, "And he shall live forever and ever." The YouTube video showed people like you in awe. As I watched my computer screen, I got the impression that people trusted the moment and let go and received it. Some joined the singing. Some smiled. Some waved their arms back and forth. One dad lifted his baby in the air with each Alleluia. When it ended, people kept applauding. No one moved. Everyone seemed united in a miracle moment, an unexpected gift. The Knights Foundation's 1,000 random acts of culture will be doing cultural events all over the United States the next 3 years. Now, the gospel we just heard was not a random act of kindness on the part of Jesus. It was a miracle moment, a teaching moment, not captured on YouTube like the singing of the 600 in Macy's, but it was recorded in Scripture because people never forgot what happened among them. 5,000 people were fed through an initial offering of 5 loaves and 2 fish. How was this miracle feeding accomplished? Was it the blessing of Jesus that caused the huge amount of food? Or did the miracle start in the moment Jesus said, "You give them something to eat"? Was that the miracle moment when people who heard what Jesus said reached into their pockets, pulled out what they had, and began to share? Was that the miracle, people sharing? Like the shoppers at Macy's who forgot themselves for a moment and began singing with the choristers, making something bigger happen. And did the miracle include that nothing was hoarded, was hidden away, stuffed back into their traveling bags? Apparently not, for the apostles collected 12 baskets of leftovers. On that gospel day, hot and hungry people shared a little from person to person, and the little was multiplied. This gospel story is about faith versus fear, sharing versus hiding, giving and not just receiving. I remember when I was in my late 30s and trying to earn a living as a professional artist. There were times I would kneel on the cement floor of my studio garage and beg God for a miracle. "Please, God, help me sell just one painting to help me pay my bills." I would go to church and give from the little money I had because my tiny faith believed that giving kept my life open and not closed. It was a matter of faith over fear. I believe that all that we are and all that we have is God's. Nothing is ours to hide or hoard. And I experience this as a miracle of faith, that it is in giving that we receive. And that was the miracle of the feeding of the 5,000. God multiplied the little so all could be fed. Here at St. Francis, we are in it together. That is what I take from the Gospels. Trusting and giving so more can happen. But it is not easy to think of giving a little more pledge money when you know what you depend on to pay your bills, to save for retirement, to help finance college tuition, to work so you can have what you need and want. God knows what we need. Yesterday, Miguel, our formerly homeless friend, called me on my cell phone. He is still looking for work, like many others. I don't know what else to do for him. I don't have all the answers. Do I give him another check from my discretionary fund? I am frustrated when it is not clear, when I don't think I have the energy to respond, whether of time, talent, or resources. And I am humbled by the gentle Jesus, who is not saying shoulds or putting guilt on me, but is simply saying, put into action the tiny particle of faith you do have. Share yourself. Stewardship Sunday is about believing that when we give, God will multiply it for good, so we have the resources to serve as God calls us. Stewardship is everything we do after we say, I believe. Stewardship Sunday is believing we can do and experience more in community than we can do on our own. But it takes each of us sharing, like the miracle of the loaves and the fishes. And I'm not talking about a token gesture. It was real for those 5,000 who were hungry. And it took all of them, for all of them, to be fed. Talking about stewardship is not easy. The fact of the matter is, we look good on the outside. This is probably the most beautiful setting and campus of any parish in our diocese. But we are stretched, practically to the limit, trying to make ends meet just like you. This economy has affected everyone, has scared everyone. And so we tend to pull in, protect what we have. The idea of giving of our time, talents, and treasures, therefore, is challenging. But remember, there are no shoulds. This is and always will be a guilt-free church. God knows our needs. And we want to be honest. We actually can't keep going the way we have been. The staff, the clergy, the leadership, and the resources are stretched to the max and then some. We share this openly, as the apostles shared their concerns with Jesus. When that particular day was ending for them, and they were worried because they didn't know what to do with all those hungry people, they asked Jesus what to do. They knew they couldn't do it on their own. But Jesus empowered them to believe that they could do it together, putting into action the faith they did have. We are not asking you to go to Macy's in Torrance and sing together the Alleluia chorus from Handel's Messiah. That would be scary. But let us do go forward together, putting into action the faith we do have, even if it is the size of a tiny mustard seed. God is the multiplier. Let us live each day by the power of faith. Amen.